Dvar Malchus Kisisa. The Sicha on Parshas Kisisa Tashin on Beis is the last fully edited Sicha that we received from the Rebbe until now. There was a for bringing on Parshas Vayakel the following week, but that Sicha was not edited by the Rebbe because the Rebbe entered the situation of Chav Zayin Adar. And nonetheless, the Rebbe did read the Rashi Dvar in the overview that was written above that Sicha and made comments on the paper, which is very uncharacteristic. In general, it didn't happen. That's information for Parshas Vayakel. In any event, in this Sicha, the Rebbe perhaps hints at the events of Chav Zayin Adar, when the Rebbe fell at the oil. People say that he had a stroke, according to the doctors. And also hinting at later Gimel Tammuz, by speaking of the descent for the sake of ascent, and mentioning the verse, "For a fleeting moment I abandoned you. Berega koton ozov ticho." It says, since this descent is merely a means to lead to a greater ascent, it is brief. To borrow a phrase, "Lerega koton ozov ticho," for a fleeting moment I abandoned you. The ascent, which follows it by contrast, is eternal. This pattern will be expressed in the ultimate redemption. It has been preceded by an awesome descent, this present exile, but it will lead to a great and eternal ascent, a redemption never to be followed by exile. The Sicha, as the Parsha, speaks of the sin of the golden calf, Egel Azov. And although the Rebbe doesn't mention this, we know that the sin came about because Moshe Rabbeinu failed to come back down from the Har Sinai at the time the Bnei Yisrael thought he had said he would come. Because they lost faith in Moshe, they sinned with the Egel Azov. And it's mentioned in the different sources, the period when Moshe is concealed, Mashiach is concealed. It says Mashiach is revealed, concealed, and once again revealed. So the period when Mashiach is concealed is, among other things, an opportunity to rectify the failure of Bnei Yisrael Har Sinai by waiting for Mashiach and not losing faith. There's also a reference to the bodily refinement that Moshe underwent on Har Sinai, and that once there is no need for further refining of the world, that Avodas Aburim is finished, then Moshe can drop the mask which he wore and reveal his true essence. A strong hint, perhaps, to how we relate to the Rebbe in this period of apparent concealment. Maybe it's actually a revelation. To quote the Rebbe in the Sicha, this revelation, referring to the second, to the last luchos, which Moshe Rabbeinu himself carved. This revelation reflects a fusion of materiality and spirituality, which brought about an elevation within the physical person of Moshe himself, causing his face to shine. Indeed, this revelation was so great that it was necessary for Moshe to place a veil over his face. This veil was necessary, however, only when Moshe and the Jewish people were involved with worldly matters, the refinement of the world at large. When Moshe communicated Hashem's word to the people, he would remove this veil. Moreover, even in regard to the world at large, this concealment is not a permanent factor. Ultimately, through a Yid's service in refining and elevating the world, they make it possible for there to be a revelation of godliness within the context of our worldly environment. This process will be consummated in the era of the redemption, when your master will no longer conceal himself, and your eyes will behold your master, and the glory of Hashem will be revealed, and all flesh will see. Furthermore, the verse says, "Kisisa Sroish Bnei Yisrael," which is translated as a command to elevate the heads of Bnei Yisrael. That's what it means. But Roish Bnei Yisrael, as the Rebbe says in other places, although in the Sicha he doesn't mention it, but Roish Bnei Yisrael is an acronym for Rebbe. Roish Bnei Yisrael spells Rebbe, meaning that the verse can also read, "Elevate the Rebbe." Kisisa Sroish Bnei Yisrael, when you elevate the Rebbe. The Sikh also refers several times to the final version of the Torah, the final Pasuk of the Torah, in the eyes of all Yisrael. The simple reason is because Rashi on that Pasuk mentions the breaking of the Luchos, which occurs in our Parsha. But on a deeper level, we can see two hints. One is a hint to this Sikh being the final Sikh of the Dvar Malchus cycle, as we said, the last one that's edited, which itself is a taste of the Torah of Mashiach. And the first Sicha of Dvar Malchus begins with a discussion of Bereshis. The Sicha of Vayikra, the Rebbe talks about Bereshis. And here in the last, so to speak, Sicha, the Rebbe speaks about the last Pasuk in the Torah, Be'enei Kol Yisrael. And the second hint is to the idea that all the revelations of the Geula, which the Rebbe says have already come into the world, are not in the state of completion until they are visible and revealed le'enei kol Yisrael, into the eyes of all of Israel. In other words, they're here, but it has to be revealed to everyone. The Torah as a whole, and this Torah Mashiach, Hadra Malchus, concludes when the Yidin, with their own effort, brings about that the Geula, which is already here, becomes revealed to their eyes. In other words, as the Rebbe says elsewhere, all that remains is to open up the eyes. Yechi Adonainu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Melech HaMashiach L'Yeinu V'Oed.